From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is in Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the president, is reporting that the unannounced visit includes a speech to American troops in the country.
Air Force One landed in Afghanistan on a moonlit night after an overnight flight from Washington. Mr. Obama had been scheduled to spend this weekend at Camp David, and reporters traveling with him were not allowed to report the surprise visit until he was safely on the ground in Kabul. The president met privately with his Afghan counterpart, Hamid Karzai, and then with Karzai's cabinet. Mr. Obama stressed the role that Karzai has to play in building a credible government to support the Afghan people once coalition troops have done their part in establishing security. Mr. Obama is also scheduled to speak to a couple thousand soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division at the Bagram Air Base. He'll leave Afghanistan before the sun comes up on Monday morning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Kabul.
With the president in Afghanistan, Mr. Obama's chief advisors are left to defend his domestic agenda on the Sunday talk shows. NPR Sonari Glinton has more on this story.
The Tea Party Express bus is rolling across the country. A variety of states are challenging the health care law. And speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Republicans are going to keep up the offense.
And it's just not health care. It's taken over General Motors. It's the stimulus bill that's just completely out of control and now taking over student loans. I look forward to a contest in November.
On CNN, Presidential Senior Advisor David Axelrod defended the administration's decision to fill 15 government positions while Congress is in recess.
We are in a position where the Republican Party is taking a position where they're going to try and slow and block progress on all fronts, whether it's legislation or appointments.
Axelrod says sensitive positions in Treasury and Homeland Security can't be left empty. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday in Jerusalem. Pilgrims are gathering with palm fronds to mark the biblical account of Jesus' arrival in the holy city. This comes as the Vatican is dealing with a new wave of sex abuse allegations. Pope Benedict XVI, who presided over Palm Sunday Mass in Vatican City, gave a series of prayers. One of them was for the young and for those charged with educating and protecting children. However, the pontiff did not specifically talk about pedophilia among members of the clergy. Benedict has come under fire in recent days for his handling of sex abuse cases. The Vatican dismisses the reports as a smear campaign against the Pope. The head of Thailand's government and his most prominent critics are trying to end a political crisis that touched off weeks of protests. The prime minister and members of the opposition failed to reach an agreement today in nationally televised talks. They say they will try again tomorrow. This is NPR News. The annual Pritzker Architecture Prize has been announced. The award has been called the Nobel of Architecture, and this year, for only the second time, it has gone to more than one architect. Edward Lifson has more.
This year's Pritzker goes to two architects who work together. Their firm is called Sana, and they are a woman, Kazuo Sejima, and a man, Ryue Nishizawa. They're known for light, transparent buildings with flowing spaces inside that allow freedom, interactions, and connections with the outdoors. Their buildings seem simple until you spend time in them and realize, as the Pritzker jury cited, that the physical aspects seem to recede to offer, quote, a sensuous background for people, objects, activities, and landscapes. Sana has designed housing, academic, cultural, and retail buildings in Japan and Europe, and has two major works in the U.S., the New Museum in New York City, and the Glass Pavilion at the Toledo Museum of Art in Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson.
European authorities are searching for several men behind a casino heist in Switzerland. Police say about 10 masked gunmen dressed in black raided the Grand Casino near Basel before dawn. About 600 guests were inside at the time. They say the gunmen made off with hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Russian president is killing time, literally. Today, he eliminated two of the country's 11 time zones. So while most of Russia switched to daylight savings before dawn today, people in the remaining time zones didn't have to set their clocks ahead an hour. President Dmitry Medvedev says Russia will get a lot from the move: better communications, travel, and international standing. This is NPR.